and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
app. ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Trump speaking last tonight of the 13 Republican presidential contenders allotted 10 minutes each at the annual Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among those making their pitches.
We will repeal Bidenomics so that middle-class people actually have a chance to get ahead in this country again. We will stop the Congress from borrowing and spending this country into oblivion.
President Biden earlier visiting a textile factory in Auburn, Maine, touting the economy and his Bidenomics policies with low unemployment.
Yesterday, we learned the economy grew faster than expected last quarter. And this morning, we saw data showing that last month, the annual rate of inflation continued to decline.
Wall Street major indexes closing higher, the third straight week of gains for the S&P 500. President Biden announcing a $345 million U.S. military aid package for Taiwan. This is ABC News. It is day two of the sentencing hearing to determine whether the convicted shooter in Michigan's Oxford High School mass shooting will get a life prison sentence. Four students killed in the shooting, many more injured.
At the sentencing hearing for a convicted Oxford High School shooter, Ethan Crumbly, testimony from more students who survived. This unnamed 16-year-old telling prosecutor Karen McDonald he emerged from a bathroom stall where he'd been hiding and was met by Crumbly wielding a gun and standing over the body of a shot student.
And the shooter tells you to do what?
Kind of signals me to go over by him, by his body.
Instead, the student says he was able to run behind Crumbly's back and out the door.
If I stayed, I was going to die.
The shooter's lawyer is saying they want a prison sentence that will give their client the opportunity for parole, saying he suffered from mental illness and grossly negligent parents. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Another big jackpot up for grabs tonight. Mega Millions will net the lucky winner over $940 million. No one's picked the right numbers since mid-April. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Recorded. Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, giving out signing bonuses. Check them out at spps.org.
Hey, right on, Haley. I used to teach high school and back in the day. And then we also have State Senator Mary Kunish, who is also an educator in school before she retired recently, too. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping in. It's our Friday show with State Senator Mary Kunish. Welcome.
Well, matakiape. Hello, my relatives. Good to be here with you on this sweltering hot Friday afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's always great to see you and always great to talk to you. Great positive energy. And we just had a great session this past year and things are looking good. We are worried a little bit about this global warming stuff, and the scientists are saying on the news, you know, that all this heat is definitely has something to do with it. So, you know, we got to really start talking more about that and do something about it. But it's great to have you on. And so you are like on vacation mode, but really not, because you're doing a lot of traveling and all these things. What's going on, State Senator?
Well, this was kind of a fun week, because for one day I spent visiting farms across Minnesota, went down to Granite Falls and saw this wonderful, wonderful family farm that had been in the family for four generations, and it was a century farm. So the family had had it for well over 100 years. Really great couple, Tim and Connie Velde, shared, you know, the history of their farm, and then, you know, really demonstrated what incredibly good stewards they are of the lands that they farm, and using really good practices. One thing I did not know is that soybeans produce twice as much nitrogen as they need. And so when they're growing in the fields, not only are they taking the nitrogen they need to produce soybeans, but they also leave a ton of nitrogen in the ground. And interesting enough, corn needs a lot of nitrogen to grow. So talking about how they flip the different crops in different fields, and then like the precision farming that they have with their machinery and that sort of thing. It was fascinating. And I asked him about the global warming and about the heat this year and what kind of an effect that has on his farm, especially when we hear about, you know, some of the aquifers getting dried up and farms needing more and more water to water their crops. He said down in southern west southern Minnesota, it's really good clay. And so it holds the moisture. So they don't have to aerate. They don't have to, they don't have those big watering apparatus out there. Their soil holds the water really well. Wow. So I learned a heck of a lot from these folks. And unfortunately, yesterday I didn't make it onto a forum for tribal nutrition and agriculture. But one of the people that did attend shared her notes with me, and Ben Jacobs was on the panel. He's Takabi from the Osage Nation, and Sean Sherman was there, the sous chef, to talk about that. Neely Snyder from Dream of Wild Health, Shannon Kessner, who is the tribal liaison for Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and this young woman that sent me this, her name is Kirsten Busher, and she works with Senator Smith's office. And she was there as well. And one of the things that, and I don't know if people know this, but there's been a lot of consternation about the farm bill that the federal government has not passed yet, and it's making farmers really, really nervous. And it's really important for our tribal nations and our native communities as well, because within the farm bill, the federal farm bill, there are opportunities to address some of the longstanding systemic inequities in the agriculture and nutrition sector that affects so many of our native families. And we all know the poor health that generations have had, especially when they were receiving all those commodity foods that were no good for Indian folks. And so it's just really super important that as we go forward, we're investing in native farms as well. So there are organizations like the Native Farm Bill Coalition. There are tribal leaders from across the nation that are working with the Indian Affairs Committee and the Agricultural Committee because they really, really recognize the need for this in Indian country. And so Senator Smith and her office has been working with the Indian Affairs Committee to push some of her priorities like self-governance, expansion in USDA, including the Office of Self-Governance to administer the programs, because oftentimes the dollars are there, but some other agency is in charge of the money, and that makes it difficult. She wants to ensure that there's better engagement with the tribes throughout USDA, and that's the United States Department of Agriculture. And, you know, how can we improve those USDA programs? My sister Patrice, who we have referred to in a number of different ways, used to work for the USDA under the Obama administration. So I got to